Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. We say our God is not dead. He is alive. He lives, he lives, he lives forever, forever. He lives and he reigns. Amen and amen. Now, I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bringing you greetings from the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great and greatly to be TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness. Amen and amen. If this is your first time visiting with us on our fellowship platform, we welcome you in the name of the Lord. Amen. And we invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Breakfast is about to be served. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, amen, you're in the right place and right where you need to be. Amen. And amen. We bless the Lord Jesus. Amen. Because the Lord God, amen, is worthy. We pray that everybody, la-di-da-di, everybody, amen, all of our brothers and sisters, ministry partners, you, and you too. Amen. We pray that you all had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend, and that whatever you did, amen, that you had Jesus on your mind. We have stepped into a brand new day, a brand new week. Amen. And we want to thank God for the stepping. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. As we shared yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God on our Sunday services. Amen. Stepping in the blessings, walking in the blessings, walking with God. Why? Because he is taking us somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Walking us to our breakthrough. My God, walking us. Amen. Hallelujah. We walk right into it, the evidence and the manifestation. Amen. The glory to be revealed, those things that the Lord, amen, has already prepared for us before the foundation of the world. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's not going to prepare them. They're already prepared. Amen. And so we walk right into it. Why? Because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God is ordering our steps. And as we are obedient to him, amen, my God, he is taking us somewhere. Beloved, but in the journey, amen, glory be to God. And as we have seen, amen, over the last few months now, amen, as we have been, amen, sort of interviewing the men and women of renown, the men and women of old, the men and women of the Bible, those characters that the Lord, amen, desired, amen, to place in the book, amen, for our learning, for our edification, amen. There were many people back in those days, but God chose a select few, amen, so that we might glean from their stories, beloved. And what we find out, glory be to God, in our examination thereof, is that many of them, beloved, got weary. As we found out with King Uzziah, and we found out with a lot of the other servants, they did good. Everybody in the Bible doesn't have a bad story. Everybody in the Bible, beloved, was not bad people. Matter of fact, they were good people. But as I shared, glory be to God, with some people over the weekend, beloved, unfortunately, it's going to be a lot of good people in hell. And we found out as we examined the Bible, it's going to be a lot of bad people in heaven who got it right, amen, and held on, see. And so this is what we want to talk to you just for a little bit of the day, beloved, as we continue to reflect on the women and the men of the Bible, beloved. And if you review your notes, we've covered a lot of them thus far. And we still got a little journey to go. But if you would ask me, amen, the conclusion of the whole matter, what have you summed up? What is the bottom line of what we have, amen, evaluated thus far? And beloved, I will come to the conclusion this morning is that too many of them gave up. They got weary and well-doing. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Galatians, amen, the sixth chapter. Oh, glory be to God. And as we begin reading, in verse number seven, and it says this: do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man sows, he will reap in return. The one who sows to please his flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. But the one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, Let us do good, everyone, and especially to the family of faith. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Beloved, in our Christian experience, in our Christian journey, amen, glory be to God, as the God is maturing us and developing us, amen, to become, amen, his children, looking like him, acting like him, glory be to God, amen, mocking his behavior, living what we learn, beloved. Learning what we live. Amen. Glory be to God. And this is the will of God for us, beloved. And this is the transformation that is taking place in all of our lives. We are not the people we used to be. If any man, if any one man be in Christ Jesus, they are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This is, beloved, where the Lord tells us to grow and to desire the sincere milk of the word, to go through the process, beloved, of sanctification. We find out in the Bible, amen, it says Jesus, amen, grew in stature. Jesus did not remain in the same place. He grew. Beloved, and so it is not God's will for us to remain in the same place. A lot of times we get into our comfort zone and we get comfortable and we feel like we're in a decent place, so we want to settle in. See? And we feel like we're good and we just stay here until we get to the end of our journey. But that is not God's will for you. God's will, beloved, God has a good plan to bring us to an expected end. God's plan is to take us from faith to faith and from glory to glory. And it just keeps on getting better. But as we shared with you on last week, beloved, what has to happen, amen, we have to allow, amen, as Jabez asks for God to increase his territory, our territory must be increased, which means that there is some expansion that has to take place in our inner man. We cannot remain the same person. We have to become something different. God is trying to bring us to make us something bigger and something better. See? For his will and for his glory. But in order for this evolution, amen, to evolve, in order for this evolution to take place in our lives, beloved, it takes us out of our comfort zone. It's stretching us to become somebody that we haven't become yet. It's stretching us to be somebody, amen, that we're not there yet. We're still in a stage of development. It's like God has us on the wheel. And he's molding us and he's making us to be something more different and more beautiful, beloved. It's like when you take the bowl and you mix the flour, the sugar, the butter, the vanilla extract, the eggs, and you're whipping it up. Well, the flour and the sugar, the ingredients in the bowl don't necessarily like the feeling of being whipped up. They don't care if you're using a spoon, a fork, or a blender. It's uncomfortable, see, to be whipped up in that bowl. And then when the batter is all mixed up, and then you want to pour the batter, see, in the pan, and then you got the nerve and want to place it in the oven, in the heat, in the fire, so that it might bake, so that it might settle in. Glory be to God. And look, you're smelling the aroma, but that cake wants to get out of that oven. And when it's time to come out, amen, in due season, when it's time, when the timing is right, the cake comes out of the oven, cools out, and it's most beautiful. It's so beautiful. It smells good. It looks good. And now you can slice that cake down and distribute the sweetness to everyone, the ingredients to everyone, beloved, hallelujah. And this is what God wants to do with our lives, that we might distribute his glory. We might distribute, amen, his name. We might, amen, distribute his will, his word. But what we find out, beloved, and what we have seen in our journey with the men of the Bible, with the women of the Bible, what we are seeing in our journey in our personal lives is sometimes we get weary. The ingredients in the bowl say, never mind, I don't have to be the cake. Just stop whipping me. I can't take it no more. I'm tired. How many times you going to whip the batter? I'm tired. Get me out of the oven here. I don't want to be nobody's cake. Get me up out of the oven. It's hot up in here. Well, if you come out now, if you come out prematurely, amen, and you know what's going to happen, amen, the cake is going to fall. You stick a fork in the cake, it's going to fall. I'll fall. That's what we see in some of these men that failed in the Bible. They said, I'll fall. I'll fall. I don't care because I'm tired. I'm tired. Beloved, in our scriptures today, amen, the word of God encourages us to not grow weary in well-doing. Don't get weary in the process. Don't get tired of doing what is good. Oh, you're going to feel it because you're human. You're going to feel it in the process because God's not finished with you yet. We all get tired. We all get tired of doing good. I'm talking about the ones that's doing good. If you're not doing good, then this conversation is not for you. Let us not get weary, amen, of doing what God has called us to do, of what we know is right to do. Don't get discouraged and showing up. Glory be to God. Don't lose heart. Don't do it. Why? Cause you reap what you sow. Glory be to God. You got to be in it to win it. See, beloved, because really what you're feeling in your frustration is the expansion. You're feeling, amen, I used the illustration last week on social media of the rubber band effect. You take a rubber band and you stretch the rubber band. Now the rubber band's capacity has been enlarged. It's bigger now. It's better now. It can do more now. But it's a discomfort in the stretching. And you best believe if that rubber band could talk, it would tell me to please stop stretching me. If that rubber band had hands, you best believe it would turn around and slap me. Because you had me in discomfort. I don't want to do it. Whatever you want me to be, I don't want to be it. Whatever you want me to do, I don't want to do it. Just leave me alone. I was good. And beloved, sometimes we feel the same way. When discouragement sets in, and this is what we see, beloved, and we have to be very, very careful. Let me say this. It is very discouraging to do what's right and neither receive any word of thanks, nor see any tangible results. Now, you can say what you want to say with your spiritual self. It is very discouraging. We saw it happen to Moses. We saw it happen to Abraham. We even saw it happen to Jesus, beloved, in the Garden of Gethsemane. These are the few of the men that happened, amen, to bounce back. They came to themselves. They was aware of what was going on. They was aware of the struggle. They was aware of the fight. They was aware of the inner turmoil. Paul went through it. He said, the things I would do, I don't do. The same things I said, I'd never do again. Here I am. He was in that rubber band effect. These are the men, beloved, that saw themselves, recognized God, asked for God's help, and God asked and helped them to get back on track so they can keep stepping and keep walking, amen, in their victory. But everybody, beloved, was not as fortunate. Some quit right in the middle of the game. Some quit. They just said, the hell with it. They gave up. Why? Because it's very discouraging. This is why God told David, he said, man, encourage yourself. Dave, the Bible says that David encouraged himself. Why? Because there wasn't nobody there to encourage him. Wasn't nobody on there, hoorah, hoorah, keep going, King David, keep going, it's going to be okay. Beloved, you don't always have that on this journey. Because you got to remember that when you're walking this journey, you're walking with minority, amen, a minority people. The majority is going the opposite direction. Broad is the way that leadeth to hell and destruction. Narrow is the way that leadeth to life. You got to realize, beloved, that you're dealing with people that got their own thing going. They're wrapped up into their families and their goals and this and that and that. And you know what I mean? They check in with you, you know, maybe here and there, if ever. You got to know whose side you're on and who's on your side. The Bible says, and if God be for us, who can be against us? Beloved, you got to know whose side you're on. You got to know who you're working for. We serve an audience of one, that is God. You got to know who has a heaven and hell to put you in, no one but God. You got to know who has the power to bless you, nobody but God, because promotion cometh not from the south, the east, or the west. So the bottom line, no matter how you shake it, you're going to end just like you began. With God, you and God. And so, beloved, you have to remind yourself of this when things get tight. You have to remind yourself of this if you feel a little lonely from time to time. You feel a little discouraged from time to time. You feel a little unappreciated from time to time. You, whatever you do, beloved, you can't give up. And this is what Paul was doing. Paul was challenging the Galatians. And as he was challenging them, he is challenging you and me today. Not to give up, but to keep on doing good. Keep on doing good. Do good when you don't feel like doing good. When your flesh is telling you to do something else. When the enemy is speaking, trying to speak in your ear gates, do good anyhow. When he's telling you to take a break and the spirit is leading you to keep pushing. Push. Paul said, I press toward the prize of the high calling of God.
What was Paul saying? Paul said, look, let me tell you something. This thing here takes effort. This thing here takes tenacity. You have to be adamant that you want what God wants. Beloved, can you think about, for those of you, glory be to God, maybe some of you are still working, amen, in those working days, huh, punching that clock. What? You showed up, what, when you felt like going to work, when you didn't feel like going to work. I have a family member, amen, just a retired, amen, and never took a day off in 12 years. For 12 years, they gave him a check, amen, a big check for all of the time, his vacation time, sick time, time that he never expended, huh? He went to work sick. He went to work when he felt like it and when he didn't feel like it. We do that, beloved, for our employers, amen. But what are we doing for the kingdom? What are we doing for the kingdom? I just can't throw my hand in and say, I don't feel like praying today. I don't feel like preaching today. I don't feel like teaching today. Not to say that I don't feel like it, because I would be a liar otherwise. There are some days, amen, when I said, you know what, maybe they can wait till tomorrow. See? Beloved, but we have to remember, who are we working for? We have to remember that when we show up, and we show up in faith, then the Holy Spirit will step in and do the work. He's just looking for us to show up so that he can show off and glorify himself in and through us. Beloved, without, someone said, there is no blessing without the pressing. The devil also himself, because the devil is a spirit, and the devil, amen, sees in the spirit. He even has access to God, beloved, trying to accuse you and me on a daily basis. Thank God for Jesus, who is the propitiator for all of our sins. Huh? He knows better than we act like we know how close we are to the manifestation and the breakthrough and the fulfillment of the promise. So what he does with his satanic strategy and agenda is he formulates a plan to try to stop you and block you and get you to quit and get you to give up and get you to get weary and go on vacation when you should be working and quitting when you should be standing. And he works overtime, amen, through your ear gates, your eye gates, your heart gates, people in your life, your family, your friends, any which kind of way he can get to you. Working through your emotions and anything else that you will lend to him. Because he knows that's the only way he can stop you. The truth of the matter is he can't stop you, but if he can convince you that what you're doing is fruitless, what you're doing is a waste of time, what you're doing is, you know, just go on and do something else. He knows that you're too close. See, what happens, beloved, when we keep moving in, amen, hallelujah, walking in the blessing, walking with God, walking in obedience, you become too close for comfort, according to, amen, the devil's strategy. He sees you. He said, you too close for comfort. You too close for the breakthrough. You too close to the blessing. So now he wants to try to work in your psyche, work in your dreams, work any kind of way he can work, giving you false doctor's reports. Amen. He don't care. Whatever, look, let's throw everything at him until something hits. Beloved, I come, Hallelujah. To encourage you through the word. Don't do like the women that fail, don't be like them. And a lot of them didn't, their failure was in their decision to quit. That was really how they failed. They just chose to not go no more. Some of you don't know when the last time you prayed through. You touch and agree for somebody else to pray for you, but you don't know when the last time you prayed through. Tell truth and shame the devil. We are encouraged in the word of God not to grow weary in well-doing, for in due time, in the proper time. Beloved, God is behind the scenes. You're walking with the Lord, doing the work of the Lord, sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes level to the ground. And let me tell you something, God is on the other side of the curtain, baby. Oh, the curtains are closed. You can't see it. That's why you got your faith. That's why God gave you faith. And you're sitting there, beloved, in the movie theater, eating your popcorn and drinking your beverage and then eating on your gummy bears and whatever else you're doing. The curtains are closed. God is on the other side of the curtain there doing the last minute touch-ups so that he can draw open those curtains and reveal your blessing. You're too close to quit now, beloved. Be not weary in well-doing. Don't be faint-hearted. No. When times get tough, amen, hallelujah, the tough get going. The Bible says that the righteous are bold as a lion. We are warriors. When times get hard, we get our second wind. We may have to, amen, glory be to go to bed early. Huh? We may have to take a couple hours. Whatever we need to do, God knows what we need to do. We didn't step away from him. Amen. We just stepped away, amen, so that we can hear from him. So that he can download the battle plan. He can download the strategy. He can download and show us the way out, amen, of the confusion, amen, that's trying to build up on the other side of you for the lies that the devil is painting. See, the devil is so strategic, beloved, when it's time for your breakthroughs, amen. Now you didn't have no door to walk into, amen. Now you got three or four doors. But guess what? God didn't give you no three or four doors because God don't need to give you three or four doors. God, Jesus is the door. It's only one door that you need to walk through. But what are these other two? Oh, I got all these opportunities, three and four doors. No, that's the devil trying to trick you up. That's what's going on. You ever see the remember Truth or Consequences, beloved? I think that was the name of it. I forgot the name of it, but you know what I'm talking about. They have door number one, door number two, door number three, and you had to guess which door, amen, the grand prize was behind. And if you chose the wrong door, amen, you was going to get a plastic monkey, see, instead of that $50,000 a bonus. Beloved, the devil does us the same way, see. And if you choose the wrong door, You running towards the door, but you're running towards the wrong door. Why? Because you're not walking with the Lord. You got a little sidetracked. You did run well. Who did hinder you? If you had just stepped back for a day, stepped back for a couple hours and acknowledged the Lord. If the Proverbs 3:5 tells us that if we acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways, he will direct our path. Instead of you stepping back and say, okay, Lord, I don't know what to do. See, some of us have so much pride, we don't want the Lord, we don't want to confess, we don't know what to do. Don't you think the Lord knows you don't know what to do? Now, God, I have these doors in front of me. I have door number A, B, C, D. Now, God, which door would you have me to walk into and at this season? Beloved, God is not a man and God is not a liar. And if we would acknowledge God, that's all we get. Give him some honor. Give him some respect. Daddy, show me what to do. Which one do I go with? Which direction do I turn? And we would eliminate a lot of confusion. A lot of confusion, beloved. And get your peace back. Get your joy back. Hallelujah. Give you a reason to keep on going. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us, amen, not, hallelujah, grow weary. Psalms 126 and 5 says, beloved, those who sow in tears will reap shouts of joy. Proverbs 11 and 18 says, the wicked man earns an empty wage, but he who sows righteousness reaps a true reward. Ecclesiastes 11 and 1 says, cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, but those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Jeremiah 45 and 3 says, you have said, woe is me, because the Lord has added sorrow to my pain. I am worn out with groaning and have found no rest. Matthew 10:22, you will be hated by everyone because of my name, but the one who perseveres to the end will be saved. And then, beloved, 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast and immovable. Always excel in the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And let us not be weary in well-doing, beloved, for in due season, not maybe if I can find the blessing, maybe if I can find the healing, maybe if I can find some money, maybe if I can find some, God does not have a shortage of anything. Everything belongs to God in abundance. And he has promised us that we shall reap if we faint not. Don't faint, beloved. This is your winning season, not your fainting season. Don't faint. You feel yourself getting a little lightheaded? Take a seat. You feel yourself getting a little dizzy? Take a seat. You feel yourself getting a little discouraged, a little angry? Take a seat. Just take a seat. Amen. Because whatever you do, please don't faint. God is counting on you to complete the process. Will you go? All the way. All the way. All the way. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father, we thank you for a rhema word. A rhema word, Father. Father, that came out of my spirit today. Because you know when I signed on at 6 o'clock, Father God, I didn't know which way you was going to take the service today. But God, it's your service. It's your word. We're your people. And you have spoken to us this morning, Father God, that which you would have us to know. I thank you. I believe, I receive, and I thank you. Amen, hallelujah, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, saints, that's it, that's it, that's it. Amen, looking forward to a glorious week on to this week. Oh, we got a bunch of surprises this week. Amen, glory be to God. Amen, I think we have 2 birthdays this week. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Our brother Jerome Norwood, his birthday is tomorrow, I believe. Amen. We're going to be acknowledging him. Amen. We have a guest visitor tomorrow that's going to come and do our elaboration. Amen. Pastor Erica is, Lord's willing, going to be with us a couple days this week. I probably will be taking off on my birthday. I've never taken off on my birthday. I've never taken off. But I think I have permission from the Lord this year. Amen. To take a day. Amen. And so shall it be. Amen. So we have a nice lineup this week. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're looking forward. Amen. Hallelujah to our Pastor Erica and our brother Jordan. Amen. Glory be to God and whoever else is on the agenda. Amen. Looking forward. Amen. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Amen. This week, glory be to God. We'll be here. Amen. Lord's willing at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Saints, let us pray. And let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. If you feel like you want to be a prayer warrior in this ministry, just let us know. Let us know. Amen. Even if you don't come up every week, and we can put you up every now and then. Hallelujah. To pray through for, amen, your brothers and sisters. We're in need of you. We're in need of you. You know why? Because sometimes, beloved, we have schedules and, you know, life happens, and sometimes the prayer warriors can't make it. See? And so when they can't make it, amen, they call on somebody else to stand in for them. And we thank God for that, and that the people are always willing. But we don't have to overload or overburden anybody. Amen. Step up sometime, beloved. He said, you know what? I'm going to pray. Can I pray? Pastor, can I pray today? Can I pray this week? You got a spot for me. Amen. You call in, amen, and the prayer warrior is running late or didn't show up. You don't have to sit around and ask one another who's going to pray today. Just pray. Pray. We're not in no competition with one another. Just pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us not get weary. Amen. And well-doing. Amen. Bible study. No Bible study this week. Wednesday is my birthday. I'm telling y'all straight up. All right. We close the shop on Wednesday evening. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe my children told me to be ready. They have some plans. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is. So there will be no Bible study on this Wednesday. Amen. And on the 5 o'clock, I'm telling y'all right now, Wednesday, don't be looking for me on social media. 5 o'clock in the morning, I ain't going to be there. When y'all come here at 6 o'clock, I ain't going to be here either. We're going to have somebody else doing Wednesday. Wednesday night Bible study, don't look for me. You ain't there anyway, so don't make a difference. But for those of you who do show up, amen, don't look for me. Amen, hallelujah. It's my birthday, Lord's willing, if the Lord tarry. Amen, in Jesus' name. Amen. I just got to start loving myself a little bit more. Why? Because I work hard. I work hard. Amen. And I say that in humility. I work hard. Amen. And so I'm going to celebrate. Hallelujah. I'm in class, and the teacher told me, and when he found out Wednesday was my birthday, he said, well, that means you won't be here Wednesday. I said, oh, okay. I was still going to take the class. He said, you will not be here on Wednesday. You taking Wednesday off. I said, okay, sir. I'm taking Wednesday off. And that sort of had me see things different. Like, this is a special day. Why not? Why not? Amen. God bless you. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Come on and meet us at the altar of prayer today. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Till Jesus come. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, even mechanical malfunctions. We cancel it, Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we say thank you. And we say thank you for helping us, because we want to be helped. We want to be in the right place at the right time. We want to be, Father God, where you're leading us and guiding us to go. It gets difficult sometimes. Help us not to become anxious. Help us not to become fearful. And God, please help us not to give up. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you. And everybody have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. God bless.
Traveled on every side. Sometimes I don't want to try. Try to move on when it seems there's nothing left. Lord, I need you to step in. Give me a second.